Today's broadcast of Bagels and Blessings has been previously recorded at an earlier time. Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings. Today you'll hear a pre-recorded interview with Zipporah and Michael David, and it's a sweet, sweet story. You don't want to miss it. Stay with me, and I'll be right back. Shabbat, Shabbat, Shalom, Shabbat, Shalom, Shabbat, Shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shalom. Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael Chai. 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 Od Avinu Chai, Od Avinu Chai, Od Avinu.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Congregation Shema Yisrael. We are a messianic congregation made up of Jews and Gentiles who believe that Jesus, or Yeshua, is the promised Messiah. Our services contain Jewish liturgy and Davidic dancing, and we celebrate the Feasts of Israel. We meet at our new location at 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton, and our services are Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock a.m. Please join us for worship. And while you're in the building, be sure to check out the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop, now open on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 1 to 4. And Fridays, by appointment only, you can call the office at 585-288-0670. The Fig Tree Bookstore and Gift Shop is a great place for books, CDs, cards, jewelry, and so much more. So be sure to check them out when you visit the congregational building. Up next, here's a new song from Joshua Aaron and his good buddy Aaron Schust, and featuring the beautiful voice of Shy Soul.
silent as a lamb would be. It pleased the heart of God to crush the righteous one. The will of Adonai to crush his only son.
That was a beautiful song again with Joshua Aaron, Aaron Schustin, Shy Soul. For the remainder of the program, I'm going to play music from Zipporah and Michael David, but I just wanted to get this one song out. We just had a time of Pesach, you know, Passover, and we had Resurrection Day, and we are always thinking about the wonderful Lamb of God. But there is a lot of great music from Zipporah and Michael David to share, so stay tuned. Right now, let's hear about upper cervical chiropractic. Have you been looking for a chiropractor in Rochester? Unlike conventional medicine, which focuses on attempting to treat disease once it occurs, the upper cervical chiropractic care offered at Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester emphasizes the importance of improving your health in an effort to reduce the risk of pain and illness in the first place. They will help you express life fully. They've been offering high-quality upper cervical chiropractic care to Rochester and upstate New York since July 2013 with state-of-the-art complete postural cone beam CT scans and complete neurological diagnostic testing equipment. They work to determine if they are what you need to get your life back. If you'd like to find out if they can help your next year to be better than the last several, please book a no-charge consultation and initial examination today. Get your life back. Give them a call today at 585-474-3739. Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester, now located at 749 East Henrietta Road. Check them out online at ucccroc.com.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Give them a call today at 585-889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business. Their prices are fantastic. They will take care of your air conditioner in the summer and your furnace in the winter. Give them a call today because they love the Lord and they are excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 585-889-7840. This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. I'm featuring some music from Zipporah and Michael David, and we're going to hear an interview with them as well. So stay with me. I'll be right back.
Thank you.
That was One Step Closer to Zion with Zipporah and Michael David. Thanks for listening to Bagels and Blessings.
perfect faith, he'll return one day. And although he tarries long, I'll stay faithful. Daily will I wait for him, and I'll
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L, and please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And you're invited to come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. at our new location, 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton.
And now enjoy this wonderful interview with Zipporah and Michael David.
Shalom, Zipporah and Michael David. Welcome to Bagels and Blessings.
Shalom, and thank you so much for having us on your show. And Michael David's just right here as well.
I'm very pleased to be with you, Apple.
Well, I'm excited to find out about you guys. I mean, who would have thought that just the word bagel involved with ministry would help us to find each other, but you just never know.
Exactly. It was the word bagel, yes.
I'm absolutely telling you.
I like bagels.
I'm sorry?
I said I like bagels.
I'm telling you, and I like blessings. It's such a deal. So,
right.
Zipporah, tell me a little bit about your upbringing and how a nice Jewish girl like you found out all about Yeshua.
Right. Well, I have a story. I read your story, Ethel, and I saw that there's definitely some remarkable overlap. And I believe that a lot of us baby boomers, I call us children of the 60s, we were lost and we were searching all the Eastern mysticism that had become so popular. And I grew up in a conservative Jewish home in the Canadian North, just for your listeners to know. And I was raised with a Jewish family, Jewish holidays. My earliest memories are of Sukkot at the temple and of Passover with my Zeta. And so I have that precious blessing of the Jewish upbringing, and also as a young person, at around the age of 9 years old, was sent to Hebrew school three times a week, so Tuesdays and Thursdays after public school, and then Sunday mornings. We had Talmud Torah at the Beth Jacob Synagogue in the town I grew up in, and I learned how to read, to write, to pray, to sing, but I did not learn how to converse in Hebrew. I could read, write, pray, and sing in Hebrew. I could read pages in the Siddur, but I did not have the real sense of understanding of what those words said. But I did love to sing the Hebrew songs. You can relate to that, right, Ethel?
Absolutely. So you had a good foundation that was laid, but then somewhere along the line, you found out something important about the Messiah. So how did that happen?
Yes. Well, my story is that as the 60s encroached, I was a teenager, and I basically bought the whole 60s vibe and traveled around America both Canada and the United States hitchhiking and seeking Eastern mysticism, and I was very involved heavily in astrology. And actually, astrology, in some senses, led me to the Lord, in which he can use anything, and he does. Because with astrology, I actually got to the point where I was doing charts for people, and I was seeing what I would call fatalism. I guess that's what I'll call it, fatalism. Fatalistic destinies. And the question I asked was, cannot a person change their stars? And so I was down in Los Angeles making a disco record. So some of your viewers can really date that. It was the disco era, and I was down in L.A., and I was doing a disco record, which never made it anywhere.
Oh, my gosh.
And, yes, and it was a remarkable event. What happened is I was very, very 60s, and I was into health food and health conscious, but I went out clubbing in L.A. with the people who had sponsored me, and I was having this great time, and I was drinking wine, but somebody must have put something in the wine, and I woke up at around 4 in the morning, and this is, I don't know if I've ever told this story on the air. I'm feeling a little bit shaky here. But it's a true story. My husband knows it well. I had a gash in my body. There was a cut, and I was bleeding in a hotel room near Hollywood and Vine. As cliche as that sounds, it's an amazing story. And I was terrified, and I was hallucinating. Something was wrong with me. And I was in my mid-20s, and I was very healthy. So I crawled to the phone and put a call through to this couple that I knew in Washington State, and I called them and I said to them, I think that it was 4 in the morning. They answered the phone. I said, I think that you two know how to pray. I'm in trouble. Please pray for me. I'm in big trouble and I'm frightened. And they said, we'll pray. We're going to pray right now. And it turned out I took some vitamin C. I took a whole bunch of vitamin C. We all knew to do that in the 60s, ascorbic acid. And so I went back to bed, and then I woke up, and I was fine. And I flew back to visit these people in Washington, and I said to them, I want to understand. I said, I know that I am a body and that I have a spirit. I didn't understand about spirit, soul, body, but it doesn't matter. I said, I have a spirit, and I want to know where my spirit is going to go when I leave my body. I'm frightened about where I could potentially end up, because I don't want to go out with all those bad people. I want to go with the good people. Very childish, childlike concept. And they said to me, well, if you invite Jesus into your heart, he'll protect you and make sure that you go where you're supposed to go. And I said to them, Jesus, he doesn't have any power, because I'd only been to church with a friend once. I was brought up in synagogue, and I went to a church with a girlfriend of mine, and everybody had little doilies on their head, and they prayed from a prayer book, and there was no power there. And they said, well, you just ask Jesus into your heart. So I don't know how much time we have, but it's a very involved story. I did that, and we would say now, I did it in faith. I didn't really understand what I was doing. And I prayed the prayer with them. And I did it out of fear. But I thought, okay. And then a few weeks later, I was alone in my room, and I had a supernatural experience with the living God who met me and spoke to my heart that he really was the Lord. And I said to him, that he was worth following, even though I didn't fully understand. I thought I had to leave my Jewishness, and I was willing to do that, as horrible as that sounds, it's true. And then a month later, I went to a Women's Aglow meeting in, once again, in Washington State, near where I was living, and a young woman got up and sang a brand new song called The Sacrifice Lamb. Have you ever heard Messiah Has Come?
Oh, yes.
Yep, you know that song. It says in his word to cleanse everyone. Atonement he made, iniquity he bore, that we might have life in him evermore. Thank you, Joel Chernoff, for phrasing the words of the Bible for all of us. And I went, oh, he's the Jewish Messiah.
Amen.
And that was the Eureka moment. That was the life-changing moment when I realized that I have a long testimony about Passover and how, you know, they opened the door at Passover and you go out the door and you're looking for Elijah, right? And I used to go and I used to wait for Elijah who was going to tell about Messiah. And I, as a little girl, I used to be frightened of this. And here it was, decades later, and I realized that Jesus was Yeshua, the Jewish Messiah, the one that the Jews had been waiting for millennia, and my life changed.
Well, let's put that on hold for a moment. That is a fantastic story. I now want to address your husband, Michael.
Yes.
Michael David. So you grew up in a Gentile home, so somewhere along the line, you must have developed a love for Israel and the Jewish people. Tell me your journey story.
Well, I have to tell you, I did have a dramatic experience with God. I grew up believing in him, but as a young astronomer, I looked up in the sky and I said, this universe runs like clockwork. There has to be a God. And if I could just get to know him, then I could literally go anywhere in the world. He'd take care of me. And I found this to be true. And so I never really was away from God, but I did definitely have a dynamic experience with his Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh. And interestingly enough, the Pentecostal church that I ended up in was attended by Merv and Merla Watson.
Oh, my goodness.
They were at this Pentecostal assembly leading their Shabbat services Friday night. And it was at the height of the charismatic renewal. And their meetings were so Holy Spirit charged. It was unbelievable. And that is where I got an introduction into the Jewishness of my faith. Merv and Merla Watson, they eventually went to Israel and were sent out from the fellowship where I was. But it was that moment that I understood that God was a God who was the King of Israel. And honestly, it was a great preparation for me. I mean, also, I did ended up being in the production of Fiddler on the Roof. And that also affected me on a deep level because, of course, that musical touches on so many key issues. And I think between those two things, that my heart was really ready when I finally met Zipporah. And this whole Jewish paradigm became a huge part of my life because, you know, the story of Ruth, you know, there is a coming together of Jew and Gentile, one in Messiah, and look who was the progenitor of the Messiah themselves. And so I kind of feel like God has prepared me in my lifetime to embrace the Jewishness of my faith. But unlike many Gentiles, I actually married into the Jewish camp. And that has made for a very unusual experience, getting to know and the dynamic of my wife's family, having had her mother come into our home and being able to have the
and
privilege.
She lived with us.
She lived with us
for 5 years.
And during that time, we had a chance to introduce her to Messiah, and that was so precious. And my Jewish relatives on my wife's side, seeing me caring for her and loving her and serving her in so many ways, that really convinced them that I was the real deal. And so I think that we as believers, Jew and Gentiles, really need to just live out the love of God in a very deep and real way. And I think that that's what both Jew and Gentile will see in our lives and go, wow, they have a real faith. I think in particular, one of my mandates is to provoke the Jews to jealousy. Paul the Apostle says, because when you live your life out in a full way, surrendered out to the Lord, then you have this intimate relationship with God that especially the Jewish people will look at and go, wow, what is it that they have that I'm missing? Because I'm supposed to be one of the chosen people. Why don't I have this relationship with the King of the universe like this guy over here? Mm. And so that's really what brought me into an understanding and the dynamic of serving the Lord, the King of Israel.
Well, praise God. Tell me a little bit about your ministry together. I know, Zipporah, you've got My Bagel Bag, and there's a harp ministry, and there's a cafe, a TV ministry. There's lots going on. So tell me about what you guys are doing, either one of you.
Yeah, I'll start, and then Michael will aware of the time here, and we have so much to say. We have a multifaceted ministry. This is our 40th year of marriage, so that dates us.
Mazel tov! Mazel tov!
Thank you. You can guess how old we are, but we started, as Michael said, he had been in Fiddler, and Merv and Merla were at the fellowship he was at, and I went there as well after becoming a believer. And we started off by singing the songs of Zion in Hebrew, in English, songs by all the brand new pioneers of Messianic music, like Lamb and Marty Goetz and all those people. We would sing our own songs and their songs. And we basically spent the first decades of our marriage raising our family and ministering to the church and teaching them an understanding of the authentic Messianic root of their faith. And
we found an expression primarily through the celebration of the feast.
Oh, yes.
Not just Shabbat, but Sukkot, mm-hmm. the Feast of Tabernacles. We put on a rather elaborate feast celebration year after year, sort of following in the footsteps of Reverend Merle Watson. And as a matter of fact, we've sung at their feast, and we've sung at their feast.
And so, we've sung at ours, yes. That's great, yeah.
And so I think that a big component of our ministry has been, indeed, presenting the Messianic paradigm. And so we continue to do that to this day. We do a Friday night Shabbat service. We call it Shabbat Shalom, not surprisingly enough. And 4 years, we present the meaning of being in celebration of Shabbat and knowing the Lord of the Sabbath. Usually have a short devotional idea, some kind of inspirational thought, and we have the candles and the bread and the wine, and we sing the traditional blessings. And one of the reasons why we're doing this is to help the Gentile people understand more deeply the significance of the roots of their faith, but also to share with Jewish people who tune in. We've had people tune in from as far as Istanbul. Apparently there's a Jewish community over there, and they tuned into our program. And Shabbat Shalom every Friday night. And people can see that at our platform at IsraelCafe.tv. So just go there or take you right to our Facebook page. And Friday nights we are live.
We're live every Friday night. We'll be there tomorrow as well, and every Friday night.
Right, right.
So we also have a ministry that we're developing called IsraelCafe.tv, which are discussions across the table with friends, so people can tune into that and just go to the IsraelCafe.tv and see some of the interviews that we've done there. And I do something on Sunday nights called Harp of David, and it's a time of soaking before the Lord, playing my harp, singing the scriptures, prophesying over people, praying for people. And so, once again, IsraelCafe.tv is the place they can go, and it's live Sunday night.
How did you learn to play harp, Michael?
That's a very good question. I'm a classically trained pianist, composer, and producer, and so I've been doing music all my life, and it was about 30 years ago?
Not quite. Yeah,
not quite 30 years ago, mm-hmm. but we were at a friend's place. There was a harp sitting there that had been brought back from South America, and it was gathering dust, and Zipporah expressed an interest, and I plucked away at it, and they said, why don't you borrow that on a permanent basis, Michael and Zipporah? And so I took it home, and because I was a classically trained musician, I was pretty capable of just teaching myself, and one of the founders of a television ministry that I was a part of said to me, Michael, the moment that you had a heart given to you, your destiny changed.
Mm-hmm. And what we've been doing is, for the past 10 years, we've been going to Israel almost every single year, sometimes more than once, and taking tours, but also harp schools. And Michael teaches people who want to learn how to play the harp. He has this amazing anointing to take complex things like quantum physics. He teaches on that, and he simplifies it and breaks it down. And with the harp, he can teach people how to play the harp in a week. And it's a folk method as opposed to classical method. And because he is a musician and has this knowledge, he's able to do that. So he teaches people how to play the songs of Zion. We do Hebrew songs and English songs. And Michael and I actually can sing in Yiddish as well. And we even have done, we minister to Jewish people in Yiddish as well.
You guys are so, so talented. And we're almost out of time. I have a couple of more questions. I want to know about my bagel bag. I mean, after all, bagels are what brought us together. Zipporah, what's my bagel bag?
Your bagel bag, I need to send that to you. So be looking for a bagel bag, Ethel. That's my treat to you. This is actually an amazing story. A few years ago, a woman emailed me, a good friend of mine, and she said, one line, Zipporah, I see you designing Israeli handbags. And it's taken 4 years. I got the first designs within 3 days. I have all the designs. I got them ready. But then I had to find manufacturers. I've been to Guatemala. I've been to China. I've been to Israel. I'm telling you, that's a whole other show in itself, the journey of learning how to do this. But it's up now. It should be, if you go to mybagelbag.com, your listeners should be able to find the bagel bag there. Also, we are just, the israelstyle.store should be happening while your people are listening. And so that will have some of the other designs. So this woman had a prophetic picture. She said it was like a vision. And, you know, I want to say this as perhaps we're closing. How important is it to make handbags? I asked the Lord. I said, Lord, all my life I've been ministering and bringing the word to people and praying for them and singing songs of Zion. Why would I be making purses? And I believe that the Lord, the Holy Spirit, spoke to me and said, because you're making prophetic pictures for people to carry with them in a tote bag. I started with the bagel bag. I'm not sure what's prophetic about the bagel, but the other ones I have, I actually even have the wall from Jerusalem. So, yes, we will get you your bagel bag, Ethel, and you can enjoy that. And they're tote bags, so you can carry all sorts of stuff.
Can I eat it? Does it taste like a bagel?
No. No, it doesn't. It's not edible at all.
Very low on the carbs.
But that's what I always say to people. Skip the carbs and buy a bagel bag instead.
I love it. And one more question before we close. This has been in my head ever since you mentioned Fiddler on the Roof, Michael. I have to know what part you played.
Oh.
I was a Russian. I was a Russian who beat up Perchett, I'm sorry to say.
Yeah, he's sorry about that. But he's made it up. And we've sung the... after 25 years, it's nice to know Goldie and
yeah.
Tevye.
Well, but the character who played Hoddle, not Hoddle, Yenda, actually had a crush on me. I had no idea. But,
yeah.
Well, wait a minute. Are you saying you were Perchick?
No. I was an extra. I beat up Perchick as a Russian.
Oh, all right. Well, gee, that's great, though. I had to know. So I understand that you have a real treat for all of us as we close out the program. Isn't that right, Michael?
I do. In the way I teach harp playing, I also teach the playing of the scriptures as it is in the cantillation pointings, which give you the very exact notes that the music in the Bible and the scriptures were originally penned in. So what you're about to hear right now is the original tune that is actually in the cantillation pointing, which are actual musical notes for the singing of the Aaronic blessing.
Wow.
And this is what it sounds like. Yivereka Adonai Verishvereka Yaher Adonai Panaveleka Bihuneka Yasa Adonai Panaveleka Deyasem Lecha Shalom.
That was beautiful. Do you want to do the English too?
Yes, it says, of course, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you shalom.
Amen, amen. Wow, that was absolutely beautiful. I am just so excited to discover both of you. You're just full of talent and adorable, and I love your personality. I love what you're doing for the Lord, and I really, really, really want to stay in touch with you guys.
Well, we feel the same way, and Ethel, I am particularly looking forward to the time that you and I can actually drive and meet halfway and have a real bagel and a coffee together.
Oh, I would love that so, so much. Wow.
We'll set that up, yes.
May it be so in the name of Yeshua.
If your listeners would like to get a hold of us, they can go to my website at www.michael-david.org.
That's easy enough. Michael-david.org.
That's correct.
Great. Michael-david.org. I have to say it carefully. It's a mouthful. Well, thank you, guys. I'm sorry that it seems brief, but this just gives me, you know, an idea that I definitely want to have you back on the program again in a couple months, and we'll get an update on what's going on. And in the meantime, I can't wait for my bagel bag.
Oh, that'll be awesome. Okay, bless you, and thank you so much.
Yeah, shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you. Well, that was a fun interview with Zipporah and Michael David, and we certainly have time for a couple of more songs, so here we go. This one is called Blood Moon. Again, Zipporah and Michael David.
Lord shall be saved.
Next, we have Manavu.
Adonai panavalecha vikunecha Yes Adonai panavalecha v'yasem lecha
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you. Remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.